Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just presented oral arguments at the Federal Court of Appeals regarding an important case involving Liberty University. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I have to say, Matt, there was quite interesting arguments and comments from the judges. But basically, we're talking about, as you know, Jonathan Zinsky, who was hired as a male for Liberty University to work in the IT department. And then, lo and behold, after his 90-day probation period, he said, no, I think I'm going to be a female. And so we really need to unpack the ramifications and the details about that. Because, you know, you don't just go get hired at a Christian organization as one sex and one gender and then turn around and say, no, I'm going to be this gender.
Well,
it doesn't work that way.
And the essence of this is very simple. Zinsky knowingly was in open rebellion against Liberty University's doctrinal statement that says God created us in his image, male and female. There are two sexes, and that to identify as anything other than how God created us at birth is a sin. That was something that was presented to Zinsky at the time of the application. Zinsky affirmed that at the same time being an open rebellion to that doctrinal position, having taken female hormones for already at least 4 months.
So he knew, even as he signed it, he knew that he was going to eventually object it.
And the plan was to reveal this to Liberty after the 90-day probation, although Zinsky admits in an email to Liberty after this 90-day probation that the plan had been revealed to some of the coworkers. It kind of leaked out to some of the coworkers. But Zinsky said to Liberty that he had been taking now female hormones at this time for 9 months. And that this causes visible changes. And before they became even more apparent, he wanted to let Liberty know. But specifically, he wanted Liberty to set aside its doctrinal statement in favor of a different theology held by Zinsky's church, which is an LGBTQ-affirming church.
Yeah, I saw the communication. There was an email he sent to the school, and he pretty much tried to Christianize his justification of his reasoning for his doing this. And, you know, that's really sad that there's a church that does not believe that God created man, male and female, and there's no changing that.
But the interesting thing here, and I think this is the critical issue here, is Zinsky wanted to supplant Liberty's doctrinal statement with the doctrinal position of Zinsky's church. So you've got two competing doctrinal positions. You've got Zinsky's church, which Zinsky wants to supersede Liberty's doctrinal statement. Now, Liberty University has thousands of employees. If Liberty cannot have its own doctrinal statement and must then set aside its doctrinal statement for each one of these competing thousands of employees, you have thousands of individuals that could have different doctrinal positions. That means Liberty could not have any religious freedom rights. And in fact, there was a startling moment when asked by one of the judges on the panel, the ACLU was asked, would Liberty be forced to hire someone who was in open opposition to its doctrinal position, particularly on this issue of trans? And the ACLU said yes, unless the person is a minister. So unless you have a couple of people, if you qualify as a minister, everyone else can actually come to Liberty and force Liberty to hire them and not terminate them, even while they remain in open opposition and rebellion to the doctrinal statement.
But it's because of their mission and their doctrinal statement that students want to attend. They want to receive that kind of teaching that agrees with their beliefs, their faith in Jesus Christ and the gospel. That's what makes Liberty University different from other schools.
Yeah, that's what makes Liberty University different. And in fact, if you have a doctrinal position, as liberty clearly does and has had for a long time. And you enforce that on your students, and parents make a decision to send their son or daughter to liberty because of its values. But then you come on campus, and your child comes on campus, and then you come in to visit. And then you walk around and you see all the employees, and all of the employees are in open rebellion, not just secretly disagreeing, but openly stating in their person. In this case, Zinsky says the female hormones will cause and have already caused outward changes. So you know that you have someone there that's in open rebellion to the doctrinal statement. How would parents feel? They would say, well, Liberty's a hypocrite for saying this, but then allowing the employees to be in total contradiction.
That's not why we pay a lot of money for my child to go there.
No, we're not paying for our child to go there.
Yeah.
To be indoctrinated by somebody who doesn't believe the doctrinal statement that's written.
Right.
And if that's the case, then no religious organization, no church has the ability to define its mission and message. And that's exactly the position of the ACLU. The ACLU had this startling response to a question by the judge that actually showed how extreme its position was. That raised other questions by other judges on the panel about, you mean forced, that's a hard word. You mean that they would be forced, or a church would be forced, to hire somebody that's in total opposition to their doctrine? That's the ACLU's position. That's how extreme it is. It would wipe out Christian organizations.
Well, they're so blinded by all this DEI and woke agenda that they think everybody, you know, they don't want to be discriminated against if he decides that he wants to be a female. But again, it goes down to God created male and female the way you are. Your DNA reflects that. You cannot change that. And trying to change that is blasphemy.
You know, I've seen on certain situations, like in the Lisa Miller Jenkins case, where the other side, the SPLC in that case, really tries to distort the reality of the case. And in this argument, the ACLU, for the very first time before the court, said, well, it's unclear whether the doctrinal statement that Zinsky received at the application is the actual doctrinal statement that's at issue in Liberty's letter. That was never raised before. That's not part of the record. And in fact, it's actually the opposite. Zinsky knew. Zinsky wrote an email after the 90 days and referenced, and knowingly so, the doctrinal position of Liberty University, knowing that Liberty has a position with regards to this issue, asking Liberty to set aside its doctrinal position in favor of Zinsky's doctrine of the LGBTQ-affirming church. Liberty responded with a very lengthy, well-written letter that says, by the way, I want to remind you, about halfway down the first page of the letter, that you received the doctrinal statement on your application time and that your employment application file actually contains the confirmation that you received and you signed off on that doctrinal statement. And that doctrinal statement says, and they quote it in the letter, and now what you want to do is be in open defiance of this doctrine. And, you know, when you have someone like someone who's an IT specialist, in this case at Liberty, interacting with students, faculty, and staff, whether they say a word or not, their actual observable presence of being obviously male and now taking female hormones to change your exterior physical characteristics, you're dressing like a woman, you're coming to work every day. You're coming to work every day with essentially a picket sign at wherever you are, behind the desk or in the classroom or wherever you might be on campus, with a picket sign saying that you oppose Liberty's doctrinal statement. How can that be the law? It can't be
the
law.
No, and the poor guy obviously needs help. He needs counseling. He needs to, you know, and a church that is putting this kind of doctrine out is very disturbing to me as well.
Well, it is. This is an incredibly important case. Judge Wynn, actually, during the ACLU's time of argument, talked about how this is a critically important case. It has not yet been decided, the specific legal issues that are in our case, that the Supreme Court has not definitively decided this case, but that they will actually make a decision on here, and then maybe the Supreme Court will ultimately actually weigh in. My anticipation is that this case has Supreme Court written all over it, and my prayer is that it will create precedent that lasts for generations, that protect religious freedom, not only for Liberty University, but for all religious organizations and educational institutions and churches across the country. The implications of this case going the ACLU's way would be staggering, making religious freedom basically nothing. So pray for this case. It's Zinsky versus Liberty University. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/LU. That's lc.org/LU.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.